All right, Sandy, I've got yours right here. Sandy, howdy. Unmute. You can't unmute? You're muted still. Let me see if I can unmute you. I'm not able to unmute you. You must have it overridden on your computer somehow.
Unmute.
There you are.
It took about three times.
It took me, I did it like six times and it went.
Yeah, I know. This is how it is.
All right.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Sandy. I love that you have your little flower in your hair.
Yes, thank you.
You grow those? Isn't that a plumeria?
Yeah.
Where do you get them from?
People brought them back from Hawaii. And then when Nick and I were in Hawaii, he bought me like three of them.
Nice.
And I wear it all the time because this is growing out and it's only up to about here now. So
you just know. Keep it back.
But I get more compliments on these flowers than anything else from everywhere. I mean, on the street and Whole Foods, everywhere.
Beautiful.
People just love them. So yeah. I'm happy.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. All right. So we've got your labs here and you have several in. So you've got 3 years worth, which gives me, I like to see it. We're not going to go back and analyze stuff specifically from 3 years ago, but I like to see it because I like to see trends and I like to congratulate progress, which you've had on your fasting glucose. And I know you posted the other day about how you had this really super fasting glucose and exciting, right? Super exciting.
Very, because I've worked very hard on it.
You have, and it's working in the right direction. Your bun is high, which is different from what we've seen in others. So that there's a little kidney stress, perhaps.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so we're going to just keep that. I'm going to put this right here, and I'm going to mark it.
Thank you.
Your malabsorption, you're not getting the same. Your GFR is 102. So, I don't think it's excessive protein intake, right? It's possible dehydration. We'll look for other signs of dehydration. Mm-hmm. And possible hyperadrenal, although you tend towards the lower adrenal, but you may have your spiky ups and downs in your adrenals.
Okay.
Your potassium is low. Let's look at potassium low as another indication of hyperadrenal.
Mm.
Oops, it's not green, it's yellow. There we
Thank you for coloring them.
Well, the coloring really helps me to keep when I'm going through and then I go back through to see the patterns, right?
Well, I appreciate it. It's helping me.
Calcium is a slightly on the low side. So that's over here. And it's still, even though those protein numbers, it's a possibility of, there we go. Let me move it over just slightly. There we go. It could be EFAs, calcium itself, but usually it's not going to be that if it's low. The vitamin D, we'll look at your vitamin Ds and hypochlorhydria. So, as we go through this, you just kind of get a sense of, where are some of the things that might be a problem? Protein is on the low side. So it's interesting that the bun is high, and that's not completely unheard of for the BUN to be high and it not be kidney, but it really just be malabsorption. But it's like a puzzle. We're trying to see like the clues, which clues add up the most.
I think it is malabsorption. I think
it might be malabsorption.
I think that's part of it.
Because we're showing a lot of little indicators.
That's part of it. And I think it's the toxins, because I learned that the toxins go in and replace where the minerals are supposed to be. So that's why I'm really into this mineral thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Finding out which minerals, which brands. I'm researching which brands to take. I did that BioBody, and every single mineral was a 3, which means I need all of them.
You need all of them. But usually when I see that many, it's not so much a deficiency of that particular mechanism or that particular one in the food wise. It's more of an overall low stomach acid.
Oh, okay.
All right. Yeah, and your alk-phos a little bit high, you know, people jump right into. When it's super high, it's usually a liver thing, but I'm leaning more towards it being the gut based on everything else. Your iron is on the high side. Now, do you supplement with iron?
No.
No? Okay, let's see if you got your ferritin then, if what that is. Triglycerides. Your blood sugar number, I mean, your lipid numbers are all really good.
Mm-hmm.
All very good.
Thank you.
Yeah, LDL 71. That's like perfect. That's what Alan was talking about in his seminar a couple of weeks ago. It's like seeing those LDLs going like 75. It's like really super exciting. So that's great.
Yeah, and they've gone down.
Yeah. And your TSH, you know, I'm going to change this number just because I think it's more like 0.7 to 3. And actually, you know, I prefer it to be 0.7 to 2.5. So I'm just going to change it for
0.7 to 2.5.
Yeah.
TSH.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, one thing is ever since I started taking Leo thyronine for the conversion of T4 to T3, TSH has gone down.
Yeah, it's definitely going down, but because you're taking it and because the numbers are coming up, but these numbers are still not all that great.
No, they never are.
Numbers are in spite of the fact. So you're taking both.
I take both. Nature Throid and Leo.
And extra. How long have you been taking the combination?
I have to look it up, but quite a while, probably over a year. Now, I just started doing the Leo Thyro-9 differently.
You can say T3. It's T3. It's easier to say that than.
Oh, really?
Okay. Leo Thyro-9 is T3 in the thyroid.
Well, it's good for me, so I know how to say it. But anyway, T3, I divide it into three doses. Morning.
A good thing to do. Yeah.
Evening. And that's working way better.
Were you getting a little stimulated by having them be?
What was I getting?
They call it rapid heart rate or sweating?
I have had that. But CoQ10 really works with that. Really helps.
But the thing is, this needs to be addressed. Like, in spite of the fact that you're taking this, these numbers aren't budging.
No. They're not that great.
No, they're not great.
They're not that great.
I'm going to put them in this diagram, or 8.8, 0.8, and 2.3, and just let's see where they lie.
Oh, okay.
So 0.8 would be here. 0.8 would be here. And 2.3 would be here. So you're really, they're appropriately balanced between them. Mm-hmm. So it's not really a conversion issue per se, or the amounts you're taking. And the stimulation that your thyroid is doing is appropriate based on those numbers. Mm-hmm. Like, so the TSH is appropriate for those numbers. Mm-hmm. But why are those numbers not coming up is my issue. Now, dose-wise, what are you taking?
Okay, the Nature Throid is 65. Is it milligrams? And T3 is, let's see. I think it's, you know, I'd have to look it up. I think... One pill. Well, I have to look it up. It's somewhere 5 or 7. I mean, it's a pretty low dose.
Yes, it's definitely low, but
it's pretty low dose.
But you're doing it 3 times.
I think it might be 7. And what I did was, when I was feeling so exhausted, I went to the endocrinologist, and of course, he wanted me to take, which I thought maybe I needed more T3. Well, when I did that, that was disaster. I got really sick. So I did find out that I don't need more.
You don't need more T3?
No.
How's your energy now?
Much better. I've been doing great.
Right.
So one of the things I've been taking, I've been doing a couple new things, so I'm not sure exactly which thing, but every time I stop center, it's called Synergy One, and it's some kind of,
Pure Synergy. Is that the company that does that?
It's Stephen like a Huer, do you know Stephen Huer? Nutrition Cocoon, Nutrition Synergy, I always forget. But it's a human growth hormone. But it's not a hormone. He says it's not like all the other stuff.
It's this
liquid. Maybe. But every time, I'm only doing it once a day, and he wants us to do it twice. But every time I stop, my energy goes down. When I start again, it really helps.
Interesting.
So that's one thing that I know is helping.
Now, the interesting thing is these numbers. So you went on the Nature Throid. You added the T3, you said, about 6 months ago. Is that what you said?
No, way over a year. It might be two, three years. Now, the... The other one, Nature Throid, I've been taking for a very
long time. You've been taking for a long time, but you added the IO.
Probably 2-3 years.
2-3 years. So that would be
I bet 2-3 years. It did really make a big difference.
Made a big difference in how you feel, but not the numbers.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is, you got to go by how you feel too, and not necessarily the numbers. So these might be, they're not necessarily in the peak of ideal based on, statistical analysis and groups of people. But if you've found a combination that works for you, and the other thing, it may be that you, in all the other work you've been doing on yourself, that you've improved the receptors.
Mm-hmm.
So the numbers may not change, mm-hmm. but the ability to get it into the cells, the receptor may have improved dramatically. So the receptors are affected by stress levels.
I was just going to ask you that.
Yeah.
Would these numbers or thyroid be affected by adrenals and stress?
Yeah. So, the conversion from 4 to 3 would be more affected, and you don't seem to have a problem with that. Well, you're taking the extra, so you probably do have a problem with the conversion. But
with what?
Conversion from 4 to 3.
Oh,
we're in the right balance.
I think so.
Stress has to do with it. Cytokines, inflammatory markers that happen, they affect the receptors on the cells. Homocysteine, elevations in homocysteine or deficiency in vitamin A. So all of these things may be things that you've corrected and ended up with a better counts. I'm just looking, your hemoglobin is a little low, but all the other numbers look good. It may just, sometimes it's just what's the exact right for you. Homocysteine's a little on the high side. Mm-hmm. Or are we? Interesting, it's gone up. Which is not what I was expecting to see.
Homocysteine.
Have you done any genetic testing?
Not yet. That's something I'm going to do on this program.
Your A1C is beautifully down. That's great.
Yeah, I'm happy about that.
Your transferrin saturation.
I also want to do the fasting insulin, if you think that.
I think fasting insulin would be a good thing to see.
I think that would be helpful.
Let me just look up here at your iron. I know we have the beautiful program, but I just like looking at it this way better. I feel like I get my hands into it better. I could go back and forth. All right. Where's your iron?
I just had it a minute ago.
There it is. So your interesting. Iron is 156.
That's high, huh?
It's high, yeah. But then your hemoglobin is low. So I'm suspicious of your B6. I know you're taking it, but how much and what type? And
I'm not specifically. I'm taking it. It's in some other things.
It's in some other things. Okay.
Yeah.
So here's the reason I say that is it B6 is a required nutrient for converting your iron into hemoglobin.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got high iron but low hemoglobin, right? So why? It could be a B6 thing.
Mm-hmm.
five, I would prefer you take P5P as the B6 form.
P5P.
Yeah.
And what is that? Is that?
It's pyridoxal 5-phosphate.
So is that something that is, instead of saying B6, it says P5?
Yeah, it'll say B6 as P5P, pyridoxal 5-phosphate.
Okay.
B6. It just hits the active form and it's easier absorbed.
Pardon?
It's more easily absorbed.
Oh, okay.
Total iron binding capacity. I'm just not sure about that. I don't see ferritin though.
Now, one of the tests I'm going to get is a reticulocyte count on the iron.
Okay.
Iron and TIBC. I forget.
TIBC is here. You did that.
TIBC is here, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say what's missing is ferritin. And if you're going to do ferritin, see if you can just redo the iron at the same time.
I'm sorry, which one?
This one, ferritin.
Redo ferritin?
Yeah, because you didn't do it this time.
Yeah, I did.
I don't see it.
Well, it's not there. Well, it's supposed to be there.
Maybe this was ferritin and you put it in the wrong place. Because that would make more sense. Look on your sheet.
Let's see, I have it right here. Okay.
And the good news on the thyroid is you don't have antibodies. So what is the reason for it being low? Have you ever had an iodine load test?
No.
I think you need an iodine load test. Because I want to know why, right? It's one thing. If there's antibodies, I know why. All right. I know why it's bombing, right? But if there's not antibodies, I want to see what else might be there. And I would, you know, similar to what I mentioned to Barbara, is bitters. Are you doing bitters?
You know, well, I'm taking aloe vera. Does that count?
A bitter, no.
No, I have to do it. You're saying I have to do it right before a meal, right?
Yeah, bitters before your meal to help you absorb stomach acid. Bitters.
I don't do it consistently.
Okay, let's get consistent with your bitters and zinc.
And what about zinc? I started taking zinc drops.
Good. How much?
And I think it's helping. I found a product called EIDON, Eden. Is it Eden?
Yep.
I really like, because I'm really persnickety about ingredients.
Isn't that from Hippocrates? I think that's a brand that
I don't know. I got it offline doing research. Anyway, I started with, because I'm so sensitive and I get sick on everything, so I started really slowly, two.
Yeah.
Then I went up to four. Now I'm doing 6 drops a day.
Okay, great.
I've noticed a difference because I had lost a sense of taste and my wound healing is poor.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, my sense of taste is a little better.
Good. Good. Well, let's see if you can get your digestion better by adding the bitters with that.
Okay.
Okay. Did you find that number, the ferritin? I know I kept talking to you. So
That's the one test, of course. I mean, it's here because I know I took it out. I mean, I saw it earlier.
I'm going to look.
Oh, here it is. It's, you know, it's in front of me. Let's see. Where's ferritin? Oh, here, ferritin. If not, I know I'm going to do a couple more tests, and that's going to be one of them.
Yeah.
Well, I thought there was ferritin on here.
No.
I'll look again and see if that's one I was supposed to get and didn't get. And maybe it looks like I didn't get it. So I will be getting that one for sure.
Okay. And make sure, just have them redo the iron at the same time because it's really good to have them done on the same
day. Okay. Yeah, I think I'll get the whole iron panel redone. Okay. And it will have ferritin, TIBC, saturation, reticulocyte count, and total.
Total iron? Serum?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, just make sure, because sometimes they leave off the serum.
Oh, in total? Which one do they leave off?
I want the serum. My main concern is serum iron and ferritin, those two.
Okay.
The others are calculated.
I'll make sure. Would you call the serum total?
Serum iron.
Yeah, but is that called total?
I don't know. Usually they list it as just serum iron.
Because on here, by the way, I did your lab work. I really liked them a lot.
Yeah.
They did leave off the T4 total.
I saw that email. Yeah, they said they'll run it.
So they're supposed to be telling me, getting back to me what's going on.
Okay.
Let's see. Iron.
Did you see the email? There was an email that I saw yesterday.
From who?
From somebody there, Susan, said, oh, I'm so sorry. And
oh, you get those emails?
Yeah, well, she copied me on it.
Oh, how nice. Yeah, she's working on it.
Okay.
Okay, so here, yeah, it says iron total. It never says on.
Yeah, iron total is fine.
Okay, that's what they say. So either, okay, serum, iron.
Total. And your D, Sandy, I'd like you to inch that up a bit. How much do you?
You know that, it used to be really good. And then I had this dental issue, abscess that I didn't get taken care of. I know that's why I got a lot of inflammation. But I can't get it up now. I take 10,000 a day. Okay. That's a lot.
Yeah, but you can get it up from there. So let's get it back up and then you can stabilize. So
So how much?
I would go to 15.
Okay.
All right. And then retest it in 6 weeks. See if it's up.
6 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say 6 weeks?
6 weeks, yep.
I don't know what happened, but I lost you.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you. I just can't see the screen. Let me see.
Okay.
Let me see if I can.
60. So use 15 and do it for 6 weeks and then retest.
There you are. Okay. Vitamin D. 15,000. 6 weeks and retest. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very strange. Well, I can't get it up. I go out in the sun.
It's an absorption thing. It could be a genetic thing. The infection, your body needs more when you're fighting an infection. So,
but it was quite a while ago. It was, at least a year or two ago.
Well, you might have depleted and then it hasn't been able to come back.
I know. It never came up. It was 83 and I think
like the 10,000 is probably your maintenance dose. That you're going to have to do like 15 and maybe even 20. We'll see what happens in 6 weeks.
Okay. That sounds good.
And if you can get it up to, I'd like to see it at 80.
Yeah.
To 80.
Yeah.
Then like it was before, then just drop it down a little bit and a little bit and a little bit and see if you can maintain it at 10.
Okay.
Okay. And that's it. So let me look at your MCV numbers one more time. MCV. Yeah, you're a little higher-ish than that. All right, let's look at your report from this lab.
What about?
I missed something?
Okay, that's okay. Well, I saw yellow for B12.
Yeah.
An old test.
B12 is serum, and we don't go by that. We go by the functional. So your homocysteine is a little on the high side. Your MCV is towards the high side. So B12 may be an issue. Are you taking it? Are you?
Now I take some with, what's that liquid you like? The Sun Warrior.
Yeah. It's very small.
Okay. Pardon?
It's very small.
Yeah. Okay. The issue with vitamin B12, when we have this dental situation, all the mercury removed.
Oh, that's right.
You know about that?
Yes, the methyl mercury.
So if I take too much of it, I'll get sick. So that's why.
How about if you take an adenosyl instead of?
I've never tried that, and I don't even know what it is.
Adenosyl.
Right, but it's some kind. It's a different form.
Okay. And it won't create the big methyl load on your system. So you got to go. You got to go carefully and just see how you go with it.
Okay, I could try that. And what brands?
Seeking Health has it. What's her name? Amy Yasko's company, holistichealth.com. They have it. And then that Metabolics that we were just talking about has it. But they're in England, so you're better off. And if you use our new store, we have Seeking Health and we have a lot of those brands in there.
Yeah, I'm excited to look at your store.
Yeah, really. I think it was went out in the newsletter yesterday. So.
Yeah, I saw it.
All right. So okay. Thyroid, adrenal, kidney, liver, you know, we talked about
thyroid, such thyroid.
Yeah, I mean, these are all the things we talked about and we know are issues.
Yeah.
As far as the kidney, let's see what they say about kidney.
Well, acupuncture always finds kidney and they worked.
Do they?
They always work on my kidney and liver.
So, you know, make sure you're hydrated enough. I don't know if that's an issue. The metal toxicity is huge, so you're working on that.
I've been drinking a lot.
Yeah. And do you take the Citrusol?
What is it?
The modified citrus pectins.
I got really sick.
Oh, it's too much.
Can you believe I only took an eighth of a teaspoon for 8 days, and I was so sick. So I was thinking maybe I could just take an eighth once or twice a week.
You could try that because it seems like you need it, but it's going fast. Saunas.
I do a sauna at least twice a week.
Okay.
Infrared.
Keeping your bowels moving? Are your bowels moving a couple of times a day?
Just once.
Right. That may be the issue, that you're not moving your bowels enough, so there's more time for the recycling of the toxins that are
being. That could be, because lately it's really not good. Now, another thing I wanted to mention is I pee a lot, and especially at night. And I know it's stress, and it's probably related to adrenals. Stress is my biggest yeah. one. So if I am peeing, like, lots, 2 to 5 times at night getting up, which is lately it's been even worse.
Well, your body detoxifies more at night, so that may be why.
Also, I could be detoxing.
That might be why, yeah.
But I'm losing.
And also, maybe you're not getting the liquid into the cells.
Yeah. Sometimes I'll do salt water, especially after the sauna. That seems to help not pee so much.
Yeah. Yeah, the other thing you can look at is those rehydration drops.
Oh.
Energetics has a thing called rehydration drops, and you put a few drops in your water, and it helps to make the water wetter. The way it's described, that the water with all of our processing and cleaning and filtration systems, they tend to, the molecules clump together, and then they can't go single file into your cells. Mm-hmm. So the rehydration drops tend to make it go more easily into the cells.
And who is that product by?
Energetics. It's a little liquid. Energetics. I found them on Amazon and other places. Energetics. I believe they are also on our store. Yes, they are.
Oh, good. Now, have you heard of something called, I think it's called Liquid Gold? I got it, but I haven't taken it.
Is that one of those
anti-clumping
things?
Let me see. Could be.
I mean, there's a number of them. Flanagan, a guy named Flanagan has one that's a liquid.
No, it's not called that. It's called Crystal Energy.
Yep, same concept. Yeah, you already have it. So start doing that.
Oh, it is? Okay. Patrick Flanagan's product.
Yep, that's it.
I'll do that. I just haven't done it yet.
Yep.
Wendy Myers just said it makes the water taste so much better.
Yeah, well, it makes it get absorbed better, too.
Oh, so that's okay.
Anybody who's drinking what they think is the right amount of water but just are showing signs of dehydration and dry skin and lab test stuff, that's a good thing to try.
I'll try that.
Okay. And you're working on the toxin removal stuff. We'll have to think. Try doing even a smaller amount of the Citrusol.
Oh. Like a smidgen.
A smidgen. Start with a smidgen. Amy Aska would always say a smidgen is a valid dose.
Yeah, that's good for me.
And then you just gradually increase it. 2 smidgens, 3 smidgens, right?
Okay.
You get to the point because you're having a Herxheimer reaction. You're having a reaction of killing stuff off, releasing toxins from cells, eliminating, but you're not really eliminating. So if there's anything you can do to increase your bowels to twice a day, that would be helpful too. Increase magnesium, maybe.
Oh, increase magnesium.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't take a lot.
Or do a vitamin C flush, you know.
Yeah, vitamin C flush.
Yep, because you need to get this stuff out.
Okay.
You need to get it out.
I started with psyllium. some psyllium, only a quarter of a teaspoon a day. But I don't think it's really helping. I'll tell you what helps me. You know, I'm always talking about this sulfur, this organic crystal sulfur. That really helps me, but I cut back. I think I need to start taking it again. It's really good for detox.
Go slowly with that too, because that could trigger that detox.
It doesn't.
No?
Okay. No, I don't have any problems with it.
Then do it. You know, you need whatever you can do to draw this stuff out of you. And you're the one that has the problem with turmeric and ginger, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Omega-3s. What's your omega-3 status?
Well, I don't know what the status is, but chia seeds I eat almost every day. What else has, I forget what else.
Well, I would look at maybe just supplementing with some plant-based, algae-based.
Well, I mean, I could try it. I'm a little afraid. Like when I got sick a while ago, I stopped eating fish again. I stopped all seaweed, all algae. So that's why I'm a little afraid of that.
You know, but they are purified.
Pardon?
They are purified. They're not.
I could try.
Not like the whole.
So thing. The ones on your list, the ones on your list from Sweet Spot, right?
Yeah, and there's a couple of brands that are coming out with new ones. Okay. I think that Food Revolution was talking about one that they're starting to sell, and I haven't looked at it more carefully, but they had an answer. But I think it might have turmeric in it. You got to be careful because some of them put turmeric in.
Right.
You
know, they put turmeric in all kinds of things.
Let's look at your nutrients, and then we'll go on to, I see, Hanna Aurea came on. Okay. Yeah. So fat, right? So I just said fatty acids, and that's the thing that's
right.
You may not be converting them or getting them. Hydration is a little bit. Okay. So, you know, selenium and thiamine, if you're not taking selenium, you know, looking at your Brazil nuts and making sure you do those on a regular basis.
I do those 4 a day.
4 a day? Okay. Thiamine, you know, thiamine can really help with gut repair too. That's part of the grand leaky gut repair.
Okay.
I like the benfotiamine as a B1 source, and it's something you can get from Seeking Health, which we now have on our little store thing. So you can get it from Seeking Health.
Is there a vitamin, mineral, like liquid or supplement besides, you know, the one I was trying to think of is Vitamin Rush. But is there something like that or something that I can just take one thing rather than taking all these different?
I haven't seen, you don't have to take all of this stuff. This stuff is all, anything that's below the 50, well, the B12 and folate, I want you to get more of. But, you know, these tend to be, you can usually do them in food sources. But once they're up this high, it's a little harder to get in food sources.
Right.
It's a therapeutic thing just for short-term use to get your body into that mode. It might actually help your blood sugar as well, the thiamine.
Okay. So thiamine, you want me to take more selenium, more thiamine?
Well, if you're taking 4 Brazil nuts a day, it's either that your body's not breaking them down and you're not getting the selenium in, or I think just adding the bitters and the zinc is going to make a difference.
Okay. But more thiamine.
Yeah, but more thiamine for sure.
But selenium's okay.
Yeah, I think we want to improve your absorption.
That's right.
Yeah. And that's it, Sandy.
Great, thank you. So let's see. Two questions. So, like I said, I'm going to get a few more tests done. Are there any calls that I can talk to you since I'm a silver?
Yeah, any of our calls, you can bring them on.
Any call I can talk to you
about. In advance, we're going to be sending out, hopefully starting next week, the emails will have a RSVP for this call. Let me know you're coming. And if you have any labs you want me to review, make sure I know in advance.
Okay.
The problem is when it's the middle of a call and somebody says, and here it is, and we're trying to find it, and you know.
I think that's a great idea.
So we're going to have you. I'm coming to the call, and I have these particular questions about this particular lab. It's already uploaded. And then, then it's perfect because then I know in advance I get like this call, right? I knew everybody that was coming.
Yeah.
I have everything taken off. It's all across my top of my screen. I can just go boom, boom, boom.
It's very wonderful.
Okay. Yeah. But any of those calls you can do.
Okay. And then as far as, I mean, I know I have some adrenal situations. Like I told you, stress is my major one. And I mean, I do so many things for stress, so many, but I don't, you know, it doesn't get handled very well. So I am really wondering if I have some cortisol issues, because for a very long time, I wake up at 2 a.m. It used to be I couldn't go back to sleep, but I usually can now. I used to have to eat at night, or I could not go back to sleep at 2, but now I don't have to eat.
That's better. Have you done either adrenal stress test with the
saliva? I've done 2 of those with saliva a while back ago. But I thought, what about the Dutch test?
I was going to say the Dutch.
I think the Dutch test.
I think the Dutch would be good.
Okay.
If we have enough people who are doing the Dutch, we can do a group call too to do. Let's do a Dutch
that's
call.
A great idea.
I know there's a number of people are doing it, and I know that all the golds and gold pluses get that as part of it. I mean,
That would be so wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Cool. Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you so much. This is very helpful.
You're welcome. All right. Next. And I didn't hear, is Mary there? Let me find out. I think you're next.
I am here, Dr. Rita Marie.
You are? What time is it by you?
8:37.
8:37. So let me ask Hannah Ora. Are you okay with me doing Mary since it's late at night for her, and then we can come back to you? Let me unmute. Whoops. Is that okay? We just bumped each other. Is that okay with you, Hannah?
That's fine. Sure.
Okay, cool. So we'll do that, and then we'll do you, and then we'll come back and do Paula. Great. All right, we're almost done. Okay, so Mary, I'm going to check off here, and all right, Mary, let me find you. I looked at yours earlier, and I already made some notes, so let me see if this is Mary. Yep, this is Mary. Okay. All right, let me stop Sandy's recording. Stop recording. And I don't know if there's anything you're putting in the chat that needs my attention, because Lynn's back. Good. Okay. Stop the cloud recording. Yes.